This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last week, 14-year-old Crystal Mahadeen from Hunters Hill went missing after she ran away with a boy she met on social media. Now, the app she was using was the texting app Kik, which is extremely popular with kids. Now, thankfully, Crystal has returned safe and sound, but the incident has highlighted some of the issues around kids being on Kik, which has recently been labelled by police as the number one social media problem for teenagers. Colette Smart from Family Smart is on the line to help us understand more about this technology. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina.
How is Kik different to just texting?
Okay, so Kik, it's being used for texting and SMSs, so you can send pictures like you could with text message, but you can also hold private conversations or group conversations on Kik, and then users can be searched for. So if someone knows your username or your email that you created the account with, they can just search for you. There's no privacy settings or parental controls on Kik Messenger because it's actually a 17-plus app. Which a lot of parents don't realise. So it's actually designed for adults, not for kids.
So, Colette, has it always been that way, though? Because I seriously know 11-year-olds who are on Kik.
So we discovered it in our home when suddenly we went to update our my kids' iPods, and our apps are set with age limits. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it changed, it wouldn't download on their iPod, and that's when we discovered the change. So there was no announcement or anything.
So it used to be kind of available more generally, and they've just made it 17 plus, is that right?
Yeah, and so parents don't realise that it's changed. And so the whole capability behind Kik has changed. So it scans your address book. So any adults that are on, say, your parents' address book can be uploaded onto your Kik Messenger. Then there's also apps within the new Kik now. So they're called Kik Cards. So it comes as a messenger kind of from a slide-out window on the left-hand side of the app. And so even if you, as a parent, have got parental controls on your child's iPod or iPad and you have blocked certain apps, you can access those still within Kik. So, and they have up to 26 different apps on there. There's a lot of imaging apps, so there's a lot of pornographic material and ability to contact complete strangers within those apps. Just bearing in mind with the iOS 7 upgrade for the new iPhone, it's gone down to 8 apps just because of the changes, but you can get those apps by having someone share them with you, and Kik has said they will be updating all those apps again, so they're readily available for children.
Okay, so what are some of the potential pitfalls of kids being on Kik?
Okay, so children can, you know, obviously see these profile pictures and of strangers and pornographic images. You can talk to anyone online, so you can make these so-called new friends that you don't know.
Mm.
You often can't block, well, you can't block anybody until they've approached you first or sent you something first because there isn't a privacy setting.
Okay.
Victorian police have, in fact, reported a 300% increase in arrests from online sex predators from grooming kids specifically from Kik. Our local police in Sydney have said that it's causing them the most problems with predators and kids. There's a lot of problems in primary schools with kids related to Kik Messenger.
Okay, if your kids are already on Kik, though, you know, from before when it was changed to 17 plus, can parents actually see who their kids are talking to on Kik, or is it not like that?
No. So basically, obviously bearing in mind there's the ability to set up a lot of fake accounts. So children are using it to humiliate and bully each other. But also, kids can delete conversations very quickly without parents being able to access previous conversations. And there's this capability called the Kik Me, which you can talk privately through chat. So your parents can't see, or parents can't see what children are actually doing or who they're talking to or which of those other 26 apps they've accessed.
Well, Colette, that reminds me of the situation with Crystal, the Hunters Hill girl who ran away. So her parents knew that she was chatting to boys online. They said they were watching her like a hawk, and yet they still didn't realise that she had actually met up with someone or that she would get in a car with him. I guess it highlights two things. Maybe they were speaking in more of a private way, but also, in a sense, is this a wake-up call to parents that even smart teenagers from nice families don't always have the best judgment?
Yeah, you see, I think we always think it will never happen to us, and somehow our children are immune. And yet, if we're not aware of what social media sites our children are on specifically, we've got to know their passwords, we've got to know, you know, everything that they have accessibility to, we need to have accessibility to. Children say, oh, we want privacy, but privacy to children means privacy from our parents, not anyone else. And as a parent, why would we allow Google to raise our children except us?
Yeah.
And so I think as parents, we've got to realize, even if you do trust your own child, you are relying on your child's connections to not send adult comment or content or inappropriate content to your children. So you can realistically only supervise your child, but you can't supervise what other children are doing on these apps. And if they're not protected and safe apps, those are ones we've really got to watch. And Kik is one that's got to be blocked.
All right. So, Colette, just to finish up, do you think it's reasonable? It sounds like you think it's reasonable to monitor what your kids are doing on social media.
Yes.
But also, you know, should parents even let their kids be on apps like Kik?
Look, a Kik, I say no. I think children, social media is part of our world now, and I think it's part of the way children interact. It enhances children's offline relationships if it's used moderately. Young children, I recommend iMessage and Skype because there's the ability to set up great privacy and safety settings on those. And then for children over 13 would be Facebook. Facebook also has excellent privacy settings. So, you know, still allowing them to, but just doing your research on the ones that are safer.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Colette, for giving us a few tips there.
Pleasure.
That's Colette Smart from Family Smart, talking about some of the problems of teens being on social media and in particular, Kik.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.